Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and tonight we have several exciting guests. Our CEO, Joseph Collins, is on the road in Florida, so he's going to be joining us momentarily, but we're going to get the show started, and we're going to talk about Nabuki. I think that's what we're going to talk about this evening. We're going to start the conversation with a brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Well, all right. We are here on tonight's show, and it's going to be It's going to be an amazing show. It has been over the last few weeks. We've been just dealing with the issues and the different things and questions that people have as it relates to Punch TV Studios, and I think we've been forthright and completely laying out the objectives of the company and laying out what it's going to take for us to be successful and laying out how the IPO works and really explaining the whole context of the IPO. And it's just absolutely amazing. It's amazing that we're able to sell stock in our company at only $1 per share. And it is just completely, totally awesome. And now we've kind of upped the ante a little bit, and because we're closing the doors on the IPO, and so we're giving people this final push to purchase their stock and get their stock done with our company. And so now we've been working with a lot of the more major investors, and it is coming together really, really nicely. So before I go any further tonight, I want to introduce my co-host and our producer, the Sharifa. How are you doing tonight?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How was your day today?
It was very busy. I mean, the days don't seem to slow down. I didn't even really have time in Nabuki today. That's why I had to start with a Nabuki commercial, because I was still in that Nabuki moment.
Well, I got a chance in Nabuki today. I posted the show from last night on Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, and that should be cool. And so people can go on there and take a look at it and see you know, hear last night's show. It was a very powerful show. We've had some very powerful shows over this last 7 weeks, but last night's show was definitely different.
Because, it was. I'm kind of nervous.
I blasted the pundits on last night's show, and you can think that once you're in the public markets and you're doing what you're doing, you get a lot of pundits, and the pundits are giving out information that is absolutely unfounded and half-truths. And on last night's show, we just really blasted the pundits. I'm going to say I did, not we, because Sharifa was nicer than I was, but we really blasted the pundits just for saying just dumb things. And it's just really, really dumb. Some of the stuff that, that was said, and I just got a whiff of it. And I usually just gloss over it. But just something last night just would not let me gloss over it, because we are working very hard here to do something different in media, to create opportunities, to create jobs. I mean, for somebody to say the things that we've done, and in this last 6 months, we now have acquired 5 television affiliates in which we broadcast on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're now splitting the broadcast so that we can do local TV commercials, because we're going to do the revenue numbers that we projected that we're going to do, and we're going to hit the numbers, and we're going to build a team that's going to help us hit the numbers that we are projecting, and that's what's going to be amazing and so different about what we're doing with Punch TV Studios from this IPO, and then we're working directly with the community. So last night's show, we had to blast the pundits, you know, and I literally called them dumbasses. I'm not going to apologize. I called the pundits dumbasses, and I'm not going to apologize for it, even though I know, oh, you shouldn't say it, you shouldn't. No, I'm not going to apologize for it, because sometimes people just say things that get your goat. And you just got to let people know. You can't be the nice guy all the time, because our team is out working so hard to make sure that the investors win. Our team is out doing that and doing it to the degree that the investors win. And that's what this is all about. And I'm happy. I'm excited today. I just got some incredible news. I got some incredible news, and it just came over like a few minutes ago, and I was actually going over the news as the show was starting. I was like, oh, my God, 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 oh, my God. So anyway, we got incredible news, and I'm really happy about it, and it's kind of flowing our way. And so I'm pretty like, wow, I can't wait to sink my teeth into this right after the show. And I'm just really jazzed by the.
So are
really
you going to share the incredible
thing.
News? Or
no, I can't share the news publicly yet. I can't share it publicly yet. I can't share it publicly yet, but I'm going to share it probably. when was a good time to share it? When is a good time? I'm probably going to share it right after the first of the year. I'm going to share it with the public sometime after the first of the year, because I don't want people to get confused. But this is totally awesome news, totally and completely awesome news. And so I'm excited. I'm jazzed beyond all matters of jazzness. I'm jazzed to the 10th power, jazzed to the 10th power. So let's get right into the show tonight. We have quite a few guests, and I love the guests that we bring on the show. You know, we've had some very interesting guests. We've had a woman that beats men on our show.
You're not going to forget about her.
And we're never going to forget about
who
the
was
woman,
a woman
the
who beat men.
That who was a woman that beats men, and so we're never going to forget about her. I mean, she spiked the punch. I'm just going to tell you, that conversation with her spiked the punch. So we've had that on the show. We've had another guy who was a broker. He's raised a lot of money, and he talked about how important it is what we're doing and how unique the opportunity to be able to buy into an IPO at only $1 a share is. And so I think it's cool. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think it's exciting. So anyway, let's get to our first guest. And who do we have in the Punch Bowl tonight?
Our first guest tonight is Thomas T.J. Lofton of Loft 10 Productions. Are you with us tonight, Mr. Lofton?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Excellent. Yourselves?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Excellent.
You sound very laid back. You're just like,
oh yeah,
I'm excellent. I'm cool. I'm like, I'm Barack Obama right now. I'm like cool.
I'm not that cool.
Is that?
But I'm cool. I'm relaxing though. Happy to be here.
Well, thanks. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight? What are you doing?
Well, they told me that they wanted to interview me about the business, the works I'm doing in the community, Lofton Productions.
Sure.
With Thomas T.J. Lofton, teaching entrepreneurship and cooperative economics, you know, helping people to grow.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, tell us a little about your business and what you do. Tell us. Share.
Well, my background is the low-riding industry. I was one of the guys who put a lot of cars in movies, shipped cars overseas, cars, and now I turned around and started teaching the business and, you know, advocating to the schools that we need more painters, we need more mechanics, you know, people to do auto body, you know, back to the trades, basically. So I travel around the country and talk about that, you know, do a lot of public speaking, and I facilitate a lot of workshops. I facilitate webinars, just, you know, teaching people the things that they can use today to start businesses with. So I could be found at thomastjlofton.com.
So what are some of the things that people need to start businesses with? I really want to hear this. What are some of those? We don't have to go over all of them, but what are some of the things that people need to start?
Well, first of all, they need the idea of what are they going to do. You know, so I recommend people look at what's around them. For example, we have a new president in office. You know, he's a developer. So that means there's going to be a lot of development going on around the country, which is already happening. So a lot of people should start thinking about what are they going to do with their children's education or even their own. So one good thing to do is learn how to do construction, how to be in carpentry, you know, plumbing, heating, things like that, that you can fit in and make some money and start businesses in these areas. So that's one big thing, is know what's going to make you some money.
Mm-hmm. Plumbing is good. We happen to know some very excellent plumbers, and plumbing is pretty consistent and steady work, would you say?
Absolutely. You know, I tell people all the time, we got to get back to construction. I was also a land developer. I built a lot of homes up in the Antelope Valley area during the 2002 to 2006 housing boom. So I used to call plumbers, electricians, everybody to come over. And when I tell you, they would quote me like, you know, I was building like, 14 to 1,800 square foot homes. And they're charging me like $7,000 in purchasing materials that cost them like $800 to do a whole house pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, 90-something percent of that is profit, you know. So a lot of people don't know that these guys are making money hand over fist because they're not coming in wearing suits and ties. You know, they're not jumping out with an $800 suit and jumping out of a brand new Mercedes. They're jumping out of a old pickup truck or something with pipes in the back, some old dirty clothes on. So they don't identify the wealth behind that. You know, then this guy, I'm building 12 houses and he's doing the plumbing on all of them. And then he's leaving off to go work for some other people at that. So people don't realize the wealth behind plumbing, you know, behind electricity, you know, electricians and, you know, heating and AC. But yet we spend, or even masonry, for example, I pay a lot of money to have block walls put up around homes and buildings, you know, driveways.
Wow.
People don't realize it. I say, but everybody wants to be a doctor or a lawyer, but don't realize who really makes the money. So that's why I give a lot of presentations and speaking on things like that, and I've even took enough time to start teaching it myself.
Now that's really wonderful. That people really don't know that, you know, there are a lot of different things that you can prosper in and do together, and and you can make money, and the money is enough to change your life and change the life of your family, and really prosper and really grow a business. You know, me, when
right.
I think of plumbers, and I guess, you know, I don't think of two plumbers right now, and maybe three. I could think of three plumbers, but one, I think the guy is dead, but the business is still living on. And I think that's
right.
AD Do. Remember AD Do?
Yeah.
And then there's
yeah.
another one, Jack Stefanino. And then there's another one, Jordan Reuter. You know, that's like, you know, plumbing, these are just things that are familiar with me. That just, you know, plumbing is just like a really, really good, it's a really good business, and you can build a really good a financial foundation for yourself. What are some of the other things that people can do as entrepreneur to prosper themselves?
Well, I do a lot of speaking on the low riding and classic car building, because people don't realize the wealth behind that. You know, I started building cars, and they say I was the first person that I took low riding from 3,000 cars, which was like Compton, Lele, and Watts, California, to now there's over 10 million worldwide. So I was one of the first people to ship low riders overseas to Japan, to Germany, to Australia, to New Zealand. You know, I was one of the first people to put cars in movies, TV shows, commercials, you know, and rap videos. So people don't realize, it's like, yeah, he's sitting back there, he looks like a thug or whatever they thought it was, you know, and he's in his backyard or whatever. But then they see me, well, who was that director coming over to your house? What was you got? Was that you in the movie? That couldn't have been you. You know? It's like, were you on set of Straight Outta Compton? Like, yeah. Yeah, we put a lot of cars in the movie. And they don't realize that. It's like, well, you didn't even go to college. Well, you know, we got California's the biggest place. California sells more cars than anywhere else on the planet. So you would think we would want to learn how to work on cars, for example. You know, I-405 freeway is the most heavily traveled freeway on the planet.
On the planet.
And you
I
got
that right.
Yeah, so, you know, but yet we don't have, I talk to in lectures all the time, and I always ask people. I had a bunch of people in the room last night, and I told them, did any one of their children in school to be mechanics, or were any of them mechanics? And they said no.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Right.
Well, why not? You can get a hole in the wall shop over here for $800 a month, work on two cars, and sit there and make six figures a year just working out of that little bitty shop.
Yeah,
and
you
people
can.
Don't
yes,
realize.
You can. They do not.
Yeah,
and then, yes, you can do that.
And then I look at the high cost of cars. You know, when they started making cars more and more difficult to work on, you know, the prices skyrocketed to repair them. So it's like, okay, well,
okay,
you want some spark plugs? Go ahead.
No, I have a question. So I'm listening. I understand what you're saying. You speak to young people, entrepreneurs, about not necessarily having that corporate job or having that prestigious job. And my father's a plumber, so I understand, you know, that industry and the type of money that they have, whether they look like it or not. But my question to you would be, and I guess I talked about this before on previous shows, is that is it enough to just have that little shop? If you're the mom-and-pop store, the individual business owner who gets that little shop for $800 a month, and he's okay because he's making six figures, I mean, what about the focus like other companies such as Punch TV Studios is doing and actually creating jobs for the community? I think that's where we really miss out. I mean, because some of even larger plumbing companies, the point is to expand, to be able to create multiple jobs, to create different offices in different parts of the country. So what are your thoughts on that as opposed to just having that $800 office?
Well, we were just talking simple things. You know, people say I tend to talk too big and everybody's not as big as I was. So let me tell you about what I've done. When I started low riding, building these cars, because of the numbers were coming in so fast, I was able to turn around. Our accountant says, you're spending $20,000 a month on tow trucks, TJ. You can just buy one. So I crunched the numbers, and I thought about it. I ended up buying four tow trucks, and I had gave them all to my friends to go pick up these cars and drop them off, all these cars, to the tire shops, the muffler shops, the paint shops, the sandblasters, et cetera. So everywhere I spent money, like, for example, I was paying people to go transport cars that they found in Kentucky and Mississippi and Alabama and bring them back here to me in California, which I was in Gardena at the time. So all of a sudden, I'm creating jobs. So to this day, most African American, most tow truck companies in Los Angeles are African American owned. Most transporter companies, when you see on the freeways, you see a black guy driving an 18-wheeler pulling 10 cars across country, most likely that he owns that truck. I created my own paint shop. Now most of my friends own paint shops. So I pulled a lot of people who came home from prison and said, "Hey, I've been in and out of jail for 14 years, TJ. We got to do something. I got to do something different. Can you help me out?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you got a driver's license?" Or, "No, you used to steal cars. So how about this? I need you. The first thing in taking lowriders or restoring a classic car or a custom car is you got to know how to strip it down and take it apart." So now I have at least 100 shops that I've helped. They said I personally helped start 100 shops and indirectly helped start thousands of shops because I'm also a manufacturer. So the low riding and custom car and classic car and auto parts industry is one of our biggest well-kept secrets in the community because they don't want people to know that there are a lot of black guys that have never been to college that's making six and seven figures, that their families, their children, their wives, and their daughters are all participating from. Like, for example, I just left one of my friend's house. I go over there. He's in the backyard working on cars, and he got all his employees helping. And then his wife is on the phones dialing, searching parts out in Japan and looking in Kentucky and ordering parts. And his daughter is doing all the pickups and deliveries. So where's his son? And his son owns another shop. So I look at myself. I had four shops that I personally own, one in Gardena, one in Palmdale, one in Las Vegas, another one in Minnesota. So this is a young guy from Compton that never went to college before. So, yes, I've created hundreds of jobs. So if you research into the classic car and custom car industry, low-riding industry, you'll be surprised. And in fact, I'm actually working on a documentary about it. As well as I got some TV show ideas to expose to the world. And that's why they always call me for public speaking because I'm one of the biggest job creators that's called the best kept secret. You know, they don't like talking about me because the first thing I say is I never went to college. And that seems to end the conversation right there because the whole drive is to get everybody to college. But when they sit down and ask how many jobs have I created, I can start naming companies that's in existence today. And then they start looking like, "Well, that's not true. You couldn't have helped them do that." Go call them up and ask them about TJ. And they're going to say, "Oh, yeah, he did." That's how we got started because the auto industry is one of the biggest industries on the planet. So, yes, you do create a lot of jobs in that auto industry.
I guess you answered my question. That was wonderful. That was deep. I'm glad I asked question.
Thank you. And interestingly enough, I helped my little sister start a beauty salon and my older sister start a barbershop. So I've been kind of managing them over the last couple of decades. So fast forward the story, I've been reached out to for the last couple of years. They had me come and speak at the Nappywood Hair Conference in Los Angeles, and I just got through doing the AU Natural Hair Conference. So I just got off the phone with another gentleman in Phoenix. They want me to come out because the goal is to start manufacturing, you know, take the industry, take control of this natural hair industry, you know, as well as the hair industry, because it's a trillion-dollar industry. So they don't know. Most of our women and men, we don't necessarily, most people don't know. They know how to do great hair. I mean, amazing things with people's hair, but they don't necessarily know the business side of it. So that's where I come in. So I was so happy to come out and tell them, "Hey, this is what you do. You got to start buying the buildings. And don't just buy buildings. Start building them from the ground up because society is changing. And the city's been building new buildings, new, the kind of buildings with the commercial property on the bottom and apartments or condos on the top, you know, and they're becoming very much unaffordable and they're removing ownership of the small business owner." So I've been kind of coaching the industry, making sure that people stay in business and make good decisions. Because of this gentrification is turning into redevelopment, people are getting stuck and don't know what to do, and they're just closing down. So I've been able to go in and say, "Okay, well, if we're being pushed out to Palmdale and Lancaster and Riverside and Paris, California, instead of moving out there and opening up a big shop out there, why don't you open up four smaller shops in those different cities that black people are being gentrified to?" You know, there's a great opportunity. The rent and ownership is not like Los Angeles. It's far cheaper. So they asked me, how did I have so many shops? You must have been some kind of millionaire or something. I said, well, you know what? It's not about the money, because those shops were costing me like $300 a month. And they're like, what? I said, yeah, you're in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is expensive, $1,200 to $1,500 for a shop. But you go to Kentucky or Arizona or Las Vegas, these places are like $350 a month for a business. And then you call them up and they'd be like, oh, it's been vacant for 6 or 7 months. Well, if it's been vacant for 7 months, I'm not going to give them $350. I'm going to say, hey, I got $200 a month. Can I get a 2-year lease? And he's going to be happy to rent it out for that long. So this is how you turn around and start doing business. So when I realized, I said, TJ, I would think that is common sense. But somebody told me, said, TJ, common sense is not that common. You are the only one that's talking like that. So you need to be coaching us, showing us how to do this. And I didn't even know what a coach was. So for like 20 years, I've been coaching people and driving industry, helping to push these industry forward. You know, the tow truck industry, the car industry, the transporter industries, the paint industry, the auto body industry, the welding industry. And then that's when I realized, I said, we don't have enough people to accommodate the amount of growth that's happening. It's like rapid growth happening with this auto industry.
That's correct.
So
that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you figure we go from 3,000, you know, people in Compton, LA, and Watts that got lowriders. And, you know, we're over there fighting over customers at one time. Now, all of a sudden, we're fighting each other because we don't have enough people to help. And it's like, can you come help me finish these two cars? I've got 25 cars in my shop and 3 employees. I'm like, what? And people are taking all these cars in, taking, you know, I'm a celebrity car builder. You know, it seems like all the guys that I grew up with are now celebrity car builders. They're working for movie sets, et cetera. And it's like the general public is losing now. So this is when I realized I have to come out of my industry, because, first of all, nobody's going to talk about it. So I'm going to have to come out of my industry and start going to these schools and say, hey, we need mechanics. We need you guys to start teaching these young people how to weld so that they can immediately go straight into entrepreneurship and start owning their own businesses in the auto industry. They'll make 7 figures a year with no problem if they follow these steps. And they're like,
that
oh,
so
no, we don't want to. Yeah, we don't want to do that because we don't want to deter them from going to college. And I said, wait a minute. So now I really got to get educated on them. I got to let them know to how real the world is for me. I said, okay, let's crunch the numbers. How many of your students, college students, graduate making 6 figures? Oh, well, almost none of them. You know, okay, well, did you know in Los Angeles, California, the median home price is $500,000? And it takes for you to make $105,000 to purchase a home at $500,000. And within the next 3 years, the median home price in Southern California in the worst communities will be $700,000 to $800,000. So your college students will not be homeowners. Are you telling them that? Or are you telling them when the mortgages, when the house cost of living goes up, so does the mortgages go up, and so does the rent go up? And all of a sudden, well, if the mortgage is $5,000 a month, that means the rent's going to be $6,000. And are your students going to be able to afford to live here? And they're like, no. I said, well, okay, then we need entrepreneurship. I've been looking at the numbers. 74% of these college graduates are not working right now. And I'm like, are we going to wait to 100% before we realize there's a problem? We need to start creating entrepreneurs, you know. And then they're stuck right now in neutral. So that's what made me say, you know what? Let me go out and start telling people what's really going on, because people aren't seeing the big picture. You know, we get excited because people are bragging about this. They're promoting this super low, historically low interest rates. You know, it's 2.5%. Now is the time to buy a home. I said, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I've been in real estate for a long time. I'm an investor. I've always purchased and flipped homes and built homes from the ground up, you know, build cars, whatever. So I told him, I said, let me tell you something. In 1985, the interest rate was 12.5%. Now here we are in 2016, the interest rate is 2.5%. But guess what? In 85, the homes were 100,000.
That's
so
right.
Now here, so what you're not telling people is, even though we're having historically low interest rates, we're having historically high home prices.
That is correct.
And no one's saying that. So we have to start dealing with our young people and teaching them. And that's why a lot of these industries, the housing and
I have to agree with you 100%. And that's how we are with Punch TV Studios, because there's very few people. The capital markets is a very exciting place to be. And there are very few African Americans that are in capital markets. And what am I saying is markets such as like Punch TV Studios is selling stock in its company. But the wealth that's created by that is exponential. It's not like a flash in the pan kind of thing. It's really exponential, and you can build wealth for your family by being a part of things like this. And what you're saying is absolutely true. People can build wealth for their families, build wealth for themselves, and everybody is not a college person, and that doesn't make you a bad person because you don't want to go to college or you're not a college person, but it does not exclude you from making an incredible living and making an incredible amount of money and to support yourself and to support your family. And that's just what you're saying right now. It's just absolutely exciting to me because so many people have been left out of the stock market. So many African Americans have never had an opportunity to invest in an IPO. Not so many, hardly any African Americans have had an opportunity to invest in an IPO because hardly any people, most people who are working people, don't get a chance to invest in IPOs. It just doesn't happen. And so we've opened the doors at Punch, much like what you've done in your lecturing and educating people on business. And we've opened the doors at Punch to say, hey, you could be a part of this. You can be a stockholder and a part owner, because what we're talking about and what you're talking about right now is ownership. And one thing's for sure, in our community and in urban communities, we need more ownership. And that's what we are doing. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? But that was an awesome interview right there. That was just like a really, really awesome interview. And he's got his pulse on financial markets, and you can tell that he knows exactly what he's talking about and how he's doing it. And that was just really awesome. Really, really awesome. What do you think about that, Jesus?
No, I think it was wonderful. I definitely think it was wonderful. You know, sometimes I just think I'm hard on people because I think that sometimes we just settle. You know, we, you know, get enough, and it's okay for us just to have enough, but then we don't think about all of the jobs that have to be created, you know, within the community. And so that really was my question, you know, because so often we don't patronize the businesses that are in our community, the little, stores, the little shops, the little mechanics, the little whatever it is, because we go out to these bigger stores and then our communities lose the money. And then at the end of the day, all lose because
nobody, it's not, that was the basis of Black Wall Street, is that in Oklahoma, the community supported its own black businesses. And because they supported their own businesses in the community, the dollar circulated several times in that community before it left the community. And by the time that $1 left the community, there was more dollars circulating in the community, which was the basis of Black Wall Street as we claim it. Even though Black Wall Street literally had nothing to do with Wall Street, if you can imagine, it had nothing to do with Wall Street. As it is, it had nothing to do with the New York Stock Exchange at the time, or the Pacific Stock Exchange, or the Boston Stock Exchange, or any of those types of things. It had nothing to do with that. But it did have to do with reverberation of the black dollars in the black community, and that was the basis for Black Wall Street that so many people talk about even now. They talk about it even now. And one of the most powerful things is that we've got to learn, and I never get on this soapbox, but I guess since yesterday, I've kind of been on this soapbox right now. But we've got to learn and to believe in and support one another. I remember a story that my grandfather told me. And my grandfather used to sell ice. My grandfather's in Arkansas. And back then, they didn't have refrigerators. They had ice boxes. And in an ice box, you would have to get this big block of ice. And you would take this block of ice, and you would put it in the ice box, and that kept everything in the ice box cool, right? But my grandfather sold ice. So he sold these blocks of ice, right? And people in Arkansas, they would walk by his ice store, and then they would walk 2 miles to another person that sold ice to and I'm not prejudiced in any, don't get me wrong, but they would walk to a non-African-American store that sold ice, and they weren't Chinese then. You know, it wasn't like the Orientals or in the community. And he would watch people, and they would walk back 2 extra miles. So, of course, as you're walking back with this block of ice, the ice would be melting. So he would ask people, why are you going 2 extra miles to buy ice when I have ice right here? And you know what my grandfather said they told him?
What?
He said they told him because their ice is colder.
Wow.
And that is the mentality a lot of times of people in the urban community. We think other people's ice are colder than ours. When the same mechanic that it takes, the same physics that it takes to make ice colder in another person's ice box, it takes that same ice house, it takes that same ice to make it colder in ours. And these are the kinds of things that this guy is talking about. And I applaud that guy. I mean, that was just an amazing interview on what he's saying and how many people he's helped to become independent and start their own business. And I was inspired by that because I think that Punch TV Studios, also with our IPO, people are going to be able to take the wealth from their IPO, from their investment, and they're going to be able to build incredible lives for themselves. And I'm excited about that. So who else do we have in the Punch Bowl tonight?
I am excited about that as well, being able to provide wealth for not only ourselves but for our families. And so often, especially in the urban community, we don't think generations to come. We don't think about our legacy and, you know, passing things on so our great-great-grandchildren don't have to have the same, you know,
experiences that we have. So that's very important. So we definitely have another guest in the Punch Bowl tonight. We are joined by the one, the only, Miss Patsy Perkins. Are you with us, Miss Perkins?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
We are excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm like you. It's been crazy busy.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Thank you. And I want to applaud you for doing what you're doing because starting something and letting somebody get, you know, to have a piece of it, ownership from the ground up, it's you can't beat it. You really can't.
You absolutely cannot. You cannot beat it. So what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight?
I was invited to come on the show. I've been a publicist for over 25 years. I graduated from NYU out of New York.
Yeah.
But now I'm in Texas, which is, oh, my God, it's just, it's so
which
different.
Which part of Texas?
So
I've
different.
Been all over Texas.
I'm in Dallas.
I just left Dallas. I literally just left Dallas, literally.
Oh, my
literally.
God, the weather. It's crazy.
Is it freezing? Well, it was freezing
no,
when I left.
No, it was actually warm today.
Well, yeah, it was warm when I was leaving. It got up to 30 degrees, and because it was 15 degrees a few days before, that 30 degrees felt warm. I'm not going to kid you. I kid you not.
It's crazy. But, yeah, like I was saying, I've been a publicist for over 25 years, and it set me up for where I am today. I mean, you know, I worked in the entertainment industry with all the record labels, sports industry, and also the political industry, which set me up today. I produced a sports talk radio show. I'm getting ready to have another talk show. And also, you mentioned Black Wall Street. One of my clients, Hazel Jones, we're doing a documentary on her. So I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. And then I'm excited about...
How was Hazel Jones tied to Black Wall Street?
Because she was a young girl when it happened, when it had taken place.
Wow.
And matter of fact, Obama, when he was a governor in Chicago, he came down there with the attorney that passed away out of the one with O.J. up in...
Johnny Cochran, yes.
With Johnny Cochran. So Hazel Jones, she is 94 and sharp as a tack.
That is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. That's amazing. Now, that kind of story, like Hazel Jones being a part of the Black Wall Street, and she was a kid when this all kind of took place. Those are the kinds of stories that we want to bring to life, because those kinds of stories inspire people and it helps change people's lives. Those kinds of stories are just, I just can't wait to see the documentary of that.
Thank you. I will most definitely get it to you. I mean, it's so many wonderful stories out here that you just can't imagine that has taken place that nobody has no idea. Things in people's lives, things that have happened as far as like towards Black people, the racism. I mean, it hasn't went away. It hasn't went away. You know, and
no,
a lot of people don't
want
to hear about it, but you have to confront it in order to know your history. You cannot hide your history.
You cannot hide your history. And so many of us are so detached from our history until we don't even want to call a spade a spade. We're just totally... and completely detached, where you hear, for instance, the Jewish community, they will not let you forget.
Thank you.
What happened to them? And in Germany, with Hitler, even though they're in America, they will not let you forget the Holocaust. They will not let their children forget the Holocaust. They will not let you forget. We should remember slavery. We should not let our children forget what happened to us in slavery.
That is
we
so
should
true. Like,
do these kinds
like
of
I tell
things
my kids, don't let somebody else educate you about who you are.
Who you are. That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct. And I know sometimes I don't say the most politically correct things. I just say it the way I think and the way I feel it. But we need to educate our children about the history of our existence. And you've seen that with Roots, with Alex Haley, when he came out with Roots and he told the whole story of that of his history and everything like that. We have a very rich history that not a lot of people know about. It's a very rich history, very rich, rich, rich history.
That is so true.
So as a publicist, what do you do? What do you do as a publicist?
Basically what I do is media and press, TV, newspaper, anything to get my client out. Right now I'm working with Dr. Madeline McClenny out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She's working with a whole lot of other different senators regarding President Obama to pardon a little bit more people up under that bill. He just did his last 12, and we want to do more because once we know that Donald Trump gets into office, you may not see more nonviolent federal inmates released.
Oh, don't get me started on that. Oh, my God. I'm not going to get started. Sharifa, I'm
we
not going to get started on
that.
I am not going to get started on that. I mean, when it comes to the prison systems, I mean, I think I've had that conversation three or four times on this radio show, and tonight I'm just not going to go there. But I've had the conversation three or four times. And so whatever you're doing to help free the free inmates, nonviolent inmates specifically, I agree with it.
Thank you. Thank you. I would love to have her on your show. She, you know, if you want to
I would
speak
love
about
to
it.
Have her on. I'd love to do a show on just that.
Great.
Because
she's getting ready to do a hunger strike.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's going on a hunger strike January the 4th. And it's, you know, because it costs so many, well, like billions of dollars just for them to be incarcerated. And they're nonviolent. Somebody that commits murder gets out before somebody that's a nonviolent federal inmate. And, of course, I'm pretty sure that you know that. So it's
no, I totally know that. I mean, I totally, completely know that. Believe me when I tell you that I totally, completely know that. I've lived that nightmare, so I am with you when you say that. Because that, the prison system is like the new slavery.
That's
in
true.
In every sense of the word. Because you can get workers who can work in prison for a nickel an hour, and they can manufacture anything, and you have prisons who are getting paid by the government for the purposes of rehabilitating these people, as we understand it, supposed to be. But they're making a ton of money off of slave labor with the prisoners incarcerated, and who are working for pennies on the hour. So, I mean, that thing gets me so fired up. And I told you, I'm not going to get fired up on this show. I'm really, you just have no idea. I'm not going to get fired up on this show. But let's do another show with your friend, and we're going to get fired up. We're going to turn it up.
Almost definitely.
We're going to turn
it
up.
But I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I just love seeing results. You know, I love seeing results. And, you know, like I said, I have a radio station working on documentaries, and I love it. It was just a setup for where I am today.
Right.
Well, certainly, I wish you the best of luck. How can people say it?
I said, tell us a little bit about your radio station. It's a sports talk radio show. It's mainly, I have a male and a female, and they talk sports. We interview all the celebrities, and as far as NFL players and entertainers as well. And what I did with the show when I produced it, I didn't want anything to, like, the baby mother drama or anything like that, because if you're a true sports fan, you don't care about that. Only thing that you care about, okay, are you well enough to play? So it's a really good show. I like it, and we're going to be taping. I want to turn it into a TV show, to a sports TV show.
That's like a really cool idea, actually. That's a really, really, really cool idea. We definitely have to get together and talk about how we can collaborate together. And I certainly would love to have your young lady on the show to talk about that whole prison thing. And but
you
I would love to collaborate with you. I would love.
Okay,
I'm going to have the Sharifa set it up for us. But I would love to collaborate with you 100%. 100%.
Okay, great, great. And 100%.
Now, how can people find you to use your service? Go ahead.
Basically, I have stopped doing PR for a while and just started working on documentaries and the TV shows. And now, I stopped for about a year. If they want to find me, I'm on Twitter, NYPR. And also Facebook. I'm just up under Patsy Rose. But mainly it's, I'm very selective of who I take on, because a lot of people, they're looking for a publicist, but they don't have everything together. So I end up consulting before I could even do the work.
Right.
So now I'm getting, like I said, more into producing and film, which that's what I love. That's what I love to
do. That's wonderful. Well, we should definitely collaborate, because one of the things that Punch TV Studios is doing after we close out the IPO is funding independent films and television shows and movies. But we're funding those movies up to $100,000. So we should definitely collaborate. We definitely should collaborate together and see how we can pool our resources together and do something great.
Almost definitely. I'm always in L.A. Now, are you out of L.A. right now or New York?
No, we're out of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Los Angeles. But I travel the country. I have a TV station down in Houston. I have a TV station in Beaumont, Texas. We have a TV station in Pensacola, Florida. We have another TV station in Jacksonville, Jacksonville, Florida. We have a TV station in Columbus, Ohio. So right now I've been crisscrossing the country, doing some just amazing things in television and developing the individual broadcast market. So I'm like almost anywhere.
Okay, perfect.
So I would
perfect.
Love to
and
work
I am
with you
part
do.
Owner. I am part owner, so. And I
oh,
did
nice,
to sign up.
Nice.
For, most definitely. And I did just sign up for the Nabucco, so I have to finish that once, once I get off the phone and everything. And I will push it to the fullest and send it out to everybody, because it's a wonderful thing what you're doing,
But we should do a party in Texas. We should do an investment party in Texas and just invite everybody to come out, and I'll do an amazing speech and show people something they've never seen before. And we should just plan to do that in Texas, in Dallas. That'd be awesome.
Okay, perfect. And I will be out there for the Grammys, because I am working the Grammys, so.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for joining us, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Okay, you're welcome.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Well, we're having such a great show tonight. Ashriva, how are you feeling about everything?
I am feeling really good. I mean, these shows lately have, every show is just so different, so unique. So I'm feeling really good. I'm kind of glad that, you know, you didn't really go off tonight, because then we'd be here until midnight talking about prison reform. But I am so excited about having the opportunity to do a complete show on prison reforms and the school-to-prison pipeline. I think that's excellent.
Yeah, we have to set that up. I mean, as soon as we can get that done, I think one day next week we ought to do that, and we ought to, you know, just have a whole show just on, we ought to just really build that up and just have a whole show just on prison reform.
Right. I know, because you, this show, you didn't talk about your brother and what's going on with your brother, but you...
Oh, there you go. You're
going
to start that whole thing with my brother in prison, and he went to prison because he went to a party where somebody at the party had drugs, and because they had drugs at the party and he was on his second strike, because another person had the drugs, and even though they went to court and testified that he didn't have the drugs, he still was incarcerated. And he's spending almost the rest of his life in prison as a result of going to a party that he just went to.
Right, but you
How
know but you're making a difference. You're making a difference. You have people right now who are ready to start a change.org campaign to free your brother. They're waiting to hear his name and what prison he's in. They're ready to march on Washington for him. So I know that if we do a separate show, that, you know, you have people who are looking to do more than just talk.
Yes, we do. Well, I want to say tonight, I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Become an investor. It's only $1 a share. People are investing in our IPO from all across the country. And we have thousands of investors now, and we're going to do some amazing things in media. Today I said this last night about the thousands of people that are just trying to get invested in our company right now. We have over 5,000 people who are trying to get invested in our company right now. So that tells you how important this is to people, and that people want to be a part of this. They want to be a part of an IPO, and they want to make a difference. They want their stories told, and we're going to tell those stories. All right, at the same time, we're going to build a multi-billion dollar company, and we're going to tell a lot of stories, and it's going to be completely and totally awesome. So again, tell your friends, tell your family, tell the people that you work with, tell the guy you're passing on the street that they should become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, and it's only $1 per share, and you can be a part of it, and it's just awesome. especially if you're a filmmaker, if you know of people that are making films, they need to be a shareholder in Punch TV Studios. If you know of directors, producers, and writers, they need to be shareholders in Punch TV Studios. And I want to thank everyone, all of our guests tonight, for joining us. We are empowering. We are changing the conversation one story at a time. And I just want to thank everyone for being on the Punch TV radio show. I want to tell everybody, have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night about this same time. Same Punch channel, same Punch time.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.